So, philosophy, scheme, right? The Giants have an entire new coaching staff in 2018. So it is with great pleasure we welcome in the new defensive coordinator of the New York Football Giants, James Betcher, and the offensive coordinator, Mike Shula.
Coach, how are you?
Good.
That's
Coach, how are you?
Good to see you.
For sure.
Excellent. All right, guys, welcome to New York. Welcome to the Beacon Theater. Coach Betcher, I'll start with you because Coach Shurmur had that question asked of him. And talk to a little bit because, listen, no matter how many yards Eli throws for or whatever the numbers look like, these fans, whether it's Sam Huff or Harry Carson or Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks and Pepper Johnson and so on and so forth, Jesse Armstead, Antonio Pierce, they crave defense. Talk a little bit about sort of your philosophy of what you want your defense to look like.
Well, you know, first, I think having a chance to come to work for the New York Football Giants as a defensive coach, you realize that. I mean, I remember growing up as a kid watching Lawrence Taylor and that group of defense run around, wreck things. And maybe that's an impression I have as a kid growing up, you know, is what defense is supposed to look like. You know, and I've been lucky at some of the places I've been. I've been around a bunch of phenomenal coaches, a bunch of outstanding men, and some really good players, and you learn from both along the way. The thing I can tell our fans, and I can tell you that you're going to see from our guys, you're going to see guys that are going to play relentlessly. So they're going to be after the ball. We're going to swarm the football. We're going to play hard. We're going to play smart, fast, and physical in no particular order and no order of importance. All those are the three core ingredients to playing good defense in this league. And, you know, being a group of guys that when they go out and put it on the field, their tape will say something to every other opponent they're going to play each and every week. And, you know, we're really working hard to build that in our meeting room right now. And it's been a really good last 3-4 weeks here of our offseason program.
Coach Shula, obviously coming in, seeing all the type of weapons that you have on the offensive side of the ball, but I've also been in the huddle where each and every one of them said that they were open and that they should have gotten the ball on that play. How do you keep that balance in the offense and making sure that you keep everybody happy but run the type of offense that you want to run?
Yeah, well, it is a delicate balance. I think the number one thing is make first downs and stay on the field. And, you know, it starts with the quarterback position. And, you know, we're going to teach our quarterbacks, you know, make good decisions, high percentage things, things that are going to keep the ball moving forward. And we feel like, as you said, with the talent that we have, and it's going to be important to spread the ball around so we're not predictable, not just with necessarily personnel, but scheme, make defenses have to cover the whole field, have to where they can't key in on one or two guys. But the main thing is just be efficient, stay on the field, and we feel like if we do that, we're going to be good enough to get the ball in the end zone and do some damage against some defenses.
Coach, I mean, obviously, I know what the obvious answer is. Outside of your father, who happens to be the winningest coach in the history of the sport, who are some of the other coaches that you learned from and who have been great influences on you?
Well, I've been really lucky, just to, you know, growing up in the family I grew up in and, having my parents and, raise us the way they did and having my father as a coach and just all the things as a coach's kid that you get to experience. And I was lucky to get into the NFL, as a coach very early. I wasn't good enough to play very long. I played college ball, but my college coach, ended up leaving, and going to the NFL. He ended up drafting me in the 12th round. 12B, by the way. It wasn't 12A. It was the second pick in the 12th round. But anyways, he knew that I wanted to be involved in football beyond playing. And he asked me after my first year on the team if I wanted to retire. And so I looked at him, I said, Coach, I really like this deal. I'd like to, continue to, try to play. And at the time, Vinny Testaverde was the number one pick in the draft, drafted by Tampa Bay. And I was picked a few hours later. So I said, well, I'd really like to try to play. And he said, Mike, he said, you're the third quarterback on our team and we're only keeping two. He said, so you do the math. It took me about a week to do the math, but I came back in the spring later on and decided I wanted to coach. His name was Ray Perkins, as you guys remember him from the Giants. But he was probably my first influence outside of my father and my brother. From there, I went went back to my dad's back with the Dolphins. From there, I went to Chicago with Dave Wanstead and learned a lot about coaching. I coached the tight ends there, learned a lot about, just the whole, not just the quarterback position, but the whole run game, how it all tied in from some of the coaches there. Ron Turner was the offensive coordinator. From there, I went to Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy, and again, was lucky enough to start out as a coordinator there and help take our football team to the NFC Championship with a rookie quarterback. So I've been blessed. Dave Wanstead, like I said, Chan Gailey, offensive coordinator for the Dolphins when I went back there. Dirk Cutter, who's the head coach at Tampa Bay now, was the offensive coordinator at Jacksonville when we were together. So I've been lucky enough to learn from these coaches, not just about football and philosophy, but just how to handle the life of football and being a dad and being a husband. And I've been lucky to be around some quality people, and hopefully I think I'm a pretty good learner, and I've been able to learn from some of that, and hopefully I can pass that on to the guys I'm around now.
Coach Betcher, obviously you talked about having that relentless defense and now switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4. What do you think the benefits are those of playing a 3-4 in today's football?
I think, one down, we can look like a 4-3 team. The next down, we can look like a 3-4 team. The multiplicity of the defense, the ability to create matchups, and as you know, I like to pressure a little bit. So the ability to bring pressure from different angles and try to get linebackers, try to get DBs, try to get outside linebackers on running backs and protections. I think those are some of the core things that I love about being a 3-4 team. But at the end of the day, we're going to be what we need to be each and every week. And I think that's what that construction, so to speak, from a personnel standpoint of a defense, I think that's really where it helps you. Because each and every week you're going to defend a two-back run team, a spread run team the next week, a team that's going to be both within the same game, and the ability to morph within games or from week to week, I think that's a really important part about how the league is now. As we all know, the league is so horizontal now. Formations get wide. They get big people and they spread them out. They get little people and they bring them in tight in terms of offensive personnel. And this allows us to have some multiplicity in some of the things we do.
Let's take some questions from some of the fans here at the Beacon Theater. We'll start to our left here.
Hi, my name is Bodie Shuffler from New York City. And have you noticed any change in the players since you guys have come in? It's like changing the offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, and head coach. So just have you noticed any changes with the players' attitudes? Or
I have. I think there's a great look in these guys' eyes. I think there's a business-like look. I think there's a look of having to feel like they've got something to prove. I think it was for the guys that were new here. I think I could speak for Betch. Just when we first got in, you noticed it right away. And they want to move forward, and that's what we're all about. I think across the board in all three areas of offense, defense, and special teams. And the way they're working now, just like Coach talked about earlier, if we continue to do that. Now, we're not perfect right now, but we don't need to be perfect right now. We just need to continue to get better, compete every day, earn the right to be called an offense, and in my opinion, a football team, and get ourselves ready for the opener.
Let's go up to the mezzanine on the right.
Question for Mr. Betcher. My name is Perry from New York City. So corner is so important, and a lot of people thought we might take a corner in the draft, but instead we got some guys as undrafted free agents who could have been taken in the draft. They were ranked pretty high. I'm thinking of Grant Haley and Aaron Davis. Do you think that those guys are going to make a significant contribution to the team this year?
I think right now what's great about the whole secondary, to be honest with you, is there's a ton of competition going on. And I think both of those guys, both Grant and Aaron, both have certainly have chances to make the 53 roster. And both of those two guys are working extremely hard right now, both learning the system, improving their craft, and just going out and playing. I think a lot of that really, who's going to be in the 53, and I think Coach hit on a little bit, a lot of that is done when we get to training camp, when we get to put pads on, when we get some preseason games, and you get to see some guys in live action where things move and they happen fast and they have to react. I think some of that will happen then, but I love the competition that's going on in the back end right now. I think that's both at some of the safety positions, and I think that's both on the outside with who's going to be the third, fourth corner, who's going to be the guy that plays in the nickel, who's going to be the free, the next safety in the game. I love using DBs on the field. I think being able to put extra defensive backs on the field really builds versatility, whether that's a third down or whether that's, a second passing down, or maybe it's in the red zone, have some packages for some of our other DBs. So I'm excited to get to training camp and see how some of that unfolds. It's a great question.
One final question for the coordinators, stage left here.
Hi, my name is Jack from New York City, and how are you going to use Saquon Barkley?
Hopefully a lot. As you can imagine, we're very excited to have Saquon here for a lot of reasons. His productivity in college speaks for itself. His character has been documented. We know that he's going to bring that work ethic, that character, the ability to score touchdowns here to New York. And I think that his versatility as well. I mean, he can run the ball. As you'll see as he comes out, he's very physical. He can catch the ball. He's not going to be a guy that you're just going to put back there in the I formation and just let him run the ball, though we will do that. We'll be able to move him around a little bit. And we're looking forward to doing a lot of things. And I think that he's really going to help us, help our offense, and help other players on our offense. And in turn, they're going to help him be a better player as well.
Thank you very much. Guys, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to New York. As you can see, they do it in a pretty big way here. But how about a round of applause for James Betcher and Mike Shula?